You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I went ahead and posted on my Facebook yesterday, what did your dog eat? And the messages came rolling in. And, you know, I got to laugh at all of these because, you know, we treat these dogs like they are humans a lot of times and they can do no wrong. And I used to really piss somebody else off on this show many years ago because that person treated their dog like a god, you know. Mm-hmm. And the whole joke was, you know, if you die in your house, you just drop dead in your home, your dog will eat you.
Of course.
They will revert back to their wolf-like ways, and they'll just scarf you up, you know, no matter
survival
how much you love them.
Survival instinct will kick in. I mean, they might love you, but when they need to eat and you're available.
Bottom line, they're wild animals. I mean, that we just, right. You know, teach how to sit and stay. But some of the messages coming in, I have been laughing out loud. Darcy said, 6 pairs of baby socks. Found them 1 sock at a time in my backyard from her dog.
Yes.
And then I do love this one from Nikki. She says, I had a yellow lab that ate spiders, nail clippings, a Brillo pad, a bar of soap, Barbie arms, chalk, crayons, goose poop, and a bracelet. But he absolutely drew the line at lettuce. He wouldn't touch lettuce for anything in the world.
That's funny. God, that's funny.
Isn't that good?
That's so good.
Did you have any?
Some people are not signing their text messages. Please put your name on these. This is Kelly. Sorry, Kelly. Kelly says, my dog ate a tube of blue glitter from my daughter. When cleaning up the yard, there was blue glitter in all of his messes. A lot at first, and then it gradually tapered off.
It's but
it
pretty
took,
poo.
Get a load of this. It took more than a year for all of the glitter to work its way out.
Wow. That's some sparkle.
Can you imagine
sparkle
10
turds.
Months later still seeing blue glitter in dog poo?
It's sparkle turds, which is a great nickname for your significant other. Feel free to use it.
Selena, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're just laughing at all of these stories about dogs and cats eating everything. What did your pet swallow?
Christmas ornaments.
Oh, no.
The base of the tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how many?
We didn't get like a final count, but there were quite a few, and they were the glass ones.
No, that poor dog.
But the dog's okay, right?
For weeks afterwards, I was cleaning up messes in the backyard, and I was like, oh, Christmas poo.
Yeah, again, it's glitter turds.
Glitter turds!
It was so shiny.
How festive.
Selena, thank you for the call. Thank you for making us laugh.
Have a great day, guys.
See you later.
We will. We appreciate you. Here comes Maggie. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
What'd that dog eat? Or was it a cat?
She's my cat. She chewed the top of a silicone straw, like a little can opener, and she swallowed it down, and she had to get surgery to have it removed.
Oh, nuts. What did that cost you?
That's all right. $5,000.
$5,000.
And that's not even counting all the things she tries to eat. Mm. And we have to reach it out of her mouth like a python.
And she's like,
yeah.
Yep.
She eats edible things too, like asparagus and olives and pickles, but I think really the big one is she likes silicone cooking tools, straws.
It must smell really good to the cat
or
something.
Yeah, the scent must appeal somehow. Maggie,
thank you
for that call.
Speaking
we appreciate
of pickles,
that.
There was a message that came in that said somebody's dog had stolen their bag of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, ate all the chicken sandwiches, but spit the pickles out.
What?
That's crazy. Jenny says, my dog ate the doggy cam I purchased to watch him while he was home alone. Mark says, I once had a dog that ate an entire brand new bottle of Flintstone vitamins. I called the vet in a panic. He's like, nah, it'll pass. Oh, and then Tamara, 2 feet of plastic wrap required surgery to remove it.
Oh, man, here we go again with the surgery. And you know, she was right. Thousands of dollars to have that surgery.
Yeah.
Here's Gretchen on the phone. Gretchen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So what did this animal eat?
I had a little mini dachshund named Chandler Bing, and he loved bread. And we were preparing for a big Labor Day barbecue with all the people from work and didn't notice that an entire bag was missing. And during the barbecue, someone said, something's coming out of your dog. And
oh, that's bread.
It was the Wonder wrapping with the little circles. The little polka dot.
So the plastic wrap was coming out of his butt.
Was it bread or were they like buns or something?
They were buns.
Which digested, but the plastic bag didn't.
Oh, that's right, great. And
pooping out the
Wonder Bread bag.
all my work friends. And my husband went and pulled it out. And later we were telling the vet, and he said, you should never do that because you can pull out their intestines.
Oh, my
right.
God.
I've heard that before. I've heard that you're not supposed to help it along, but you can.
Oh,
like with Bufo and the string coming out the butt, you kind of want to give an assist.
But I can see where it'd be like wrapped around the intestines. Then you yank them all out.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, we didn't do that. But anyway,
I'm glad you called, Gretchen. Go have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thanks for
being on the show.
Man.
Listen to this note from Kim. One of our dogs ate several $5, $10, and $20 bills that my son had left lying around.
Oh, no.
Discovered the eaten bills in his poop. Best part, made our son pick up the poop and fish out the bills as they were for a fundraiser.
Oh, I'm sure they appreciated that.
He recovered all the money except maybe $10.
Too far gone.
Any more that you need
Here's
to share before?
Here's a couple gross ones. Amanda says her dog ate a mouse off a sticky mouse trap.
Oh.
Stephanie said, soft serve direct from the spout of my other dog's rear end.
Oh.
As it was coming out.
And then they lick your face, people.
That's right. Then you let them lick you on
those
the
lips.
Those
of you who love to let your dog lick you on your mouth.
I mean, that visual of another dog hunched over going and the other dog eating it as it comes out. That is quality. That's all I got.
These animals.
I'll end mine on that one.
Okay, well then here's Lori. And I'm even going to give the dog's name. The dog's name was Yoshi. Used to eat anything that was latex and plastic. Lori says, I was mortified. I was the mortified mom when our dog ate 4 packages of condoms out of my teenage son's room.
Oh, no.
She says, that's how I found out my son was sexually active. I thought I was going to die when the dog spit up the little rings.
Oh, God.
She goes, it's still the funniest thing that we talk about today in my house. My son is now in his mid-30s, and they still talk about it nonstop.
How awkward.